You can grab one of those infusions out of the fridge if you want.
That go for me as well?
Yeah. No, not you. No, you're not allowed.
No. Sheesh! You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a for dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
Welcome to the... No, you know what? Never mind. Scratch that. This comes out on your birthday week. You introduced
it. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Nope. Our birthday week's the 9th.
Yeah, this will come out the week of the 9th.
Oh, wait, this is next week's episode. Yeah, yeah, I forget.
This will come out the week of the 9th. You do the intro, and you also introduce Off the Rails.
Woo. Welcome to Absurdity Podcast. With you today is myself. It's Jake. What's up? I don't have an interesting fact for myself today. So, and it's DK.
What up, guys? I'm DK, the man who's probably lost 12 pounds of sweat in the past 8 hours.
Sounds about accurate.
Yeah, it's like hotter than a witch's tit in a brass bra out there, boys and girls.
Ooh, brass bras.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Fucking hot.
Hi, I'm Cameron, and I firsthand learned the dangers of a brand new chain on a chainsaw this week.
Ooh, girl.
I put a brand new chain on it.
You just looked down, and he's like, doesn't have his legs.
I tried to start it up, and it hit my leg. But I didn't have the thing. I didn't have the trigger pulled.
Yeah,
but it did move a little bit, and I had a nice stream of blood coming out of my leg.
Ooh,
so,
man,
that was good.
Ooh, if you would have pressed that trigger.
Oh yeah, I would have been done.
Probably would have like.
How did it even get to your leg?
I had it on the ground, and when I pulled it, the whole thing like shifted and it hit me right in the leg.
We need to teach you etiquette.
Come on.
Well, I was trying to cut those hedge stumps down as far as I could go, so I could drill holes in them and pour oil
I saw
into them.
The holes.
But I could. I only got halfway through, and then the chainsaw was like, oh, never mind. I don't want to work anymore. So I just drilled holes in every
single
one.
You have the chain
too
tight?
No.
Hmm. I don't know.
Weird. I don't know either.
Interesting. But you got the holes drilled.
So we'll just pour oil in it. And they said between six to 12 weeks that it should die off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to pour oil in it. And
another thing you can do in those holes, and if you don't want to do oil just for the sake of the area around, you can use Epsom salt.
Yeah,
fill those holes with Epsom salt. That's the same thing that, like, because they make like the root killer stuff at it's the exact same.
Does your wife know that I used her Epsom salt while you guys were gone to like bathe almost every day?
An achy boy.
It was very comfortable because I literally took like all the candles in the house and I put them in the bathroom, turned off the light, put my earbuds in, leaned back with like just a
watch
tub
Sex
of
in the City. Ate a pint of ice cream.
I don't think I can go in that shower anymore. That's weird. What? So I don't know if I can go in that shower anymore. That's really weird.
Well, just because
I don't like any of that. I don't like how you literally set a scene for yourself to take a bath.
I did. Yeah, it was super comforting.
It's really weird.
It was
I don't
so
like
comfortable.
It. I don't like any
the
of it.
The fact, no, you know what? That's one of your problems. I think you need to take.
No, I don't like that you did it in my bath.
You did it in your own bath.
I don't
fine.
Care if I do it. I don't like that
don't
you did it.
I don't fit in my bathtub.
I don't fit in my bathtub, but that's because I'm rotund.
I've actually.
It doesn't matter how full I fill the water, my belly still sticks out.
I'm in fetal position with just the shower like just raining on me.
No, I've booked an Airbnb like in the past year just for the sake of like taking a full on nice like. Big bath,
oh, these
like
cabins that we
bath.
Go to in Arkansas, they have a jacuzzi tub. So, ooh, like, I get in that.
Thing. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I just want a sauna, my guy. It's all I want.
I want a jacuzzi tub.
A jacuzzi tub to be so
but
good.
Another fact is,
yes, another fact.
We put an offer in on the house.
Ooh, so he's being an adult, making money moves.
We are waiting to hear back.
Here's a crisp.
We've already been approved for what they're asking.
Mm hmm.
So we're just waiting to hear back of where we go next.
Ooh, well, fingers crossed, my guy. I think you're going to get it, though.
I mean, they basically said we get it.
Yeah.
It's just like we're waiting for the next step.
Dude, then we get to start updating in here?
Yes.
In our studio?
And my dad already said it probably costs $30 to get electricity out here.
Yeah, it's not going to cost. It's going to cost.
Because there's the outlet right there.
Yeah.
You could literally just put a different box on it and then run a power line directly out here.
We could run it underground. We can dig it in.
Yeah, I would say underground.
Like going across, like above. Like
you want to go above?
At the house and just come all the way in here.
I would avoid above ground pole, like above ground wires just for. safety and like security reasons. Above ground wires are like super exposed to the elements, especially with the harsher winters we're getting. Yeah. I would definitely do underground.
I mean,
I think it would just be easier underground. Just
if worst comes to worst, as far as winter goes, we still can use the outlet.
I know, but just for all purposes, like it's just better. Like if a tree falls on it or something.
I mean, we can definitely update this by insulating
with
it.
Air conditioned.
I could literally put two those in on either side to have cross air going.
Ay, Dios mío.
Yes, but it's going to have to be a group project.
No, for sure. Listen, I can do all the sheetrock. I can do all the insulating and all the sheetrock work in here. Like that's cake, dog. That's cake.
But yeah,
and eat it too.
Like there's a lot of stuff in here we can get rid of that we are going to do. And
yeah, like all of your.
Well, I mean, we have a washer, dryer, and a refrigerator from inside the house that we replaced. And
because we could just plug it in here and then keep the beer in here.
That's true. We could.
Beer fridge.
Put a bed in here and I'll just live in here. Would you? Hey, if you get air conditioning.
Just you live on one half, we record on the other.
No, same half. It's just I just.
Same half.
Yeah.
He's got a fold up bed that just goes up against
the
bed. He just sits up from bed and like, hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, I sleep like underneath the table. So it's just like, you guys like push me. It's like, hey guys, hey man.
It's recording time.
Like, oh my God. All right.
No, it'd just be nice to have like outlets in here. And, oh yeah. You know, that way we don't have to like, it went off cords everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'd be nice to have just general things in here. It'd
be nice to have air conditioning in here. That'd be like the number one. Number is one all thing. I'm worried about. I could care less about anything else besides air conditioning in here.
Air conditioning and insulation. That's the two things we need. That's like the two things we need. Other than that,
and insulating it wouldn't be hard.
No, it's cake. I mean, we just go buy. We'll have to get some. Looks like 24 inch wide insulation.
Yeah.
And just you know, a couple, you know, a bundle of rolls. It's like what $200 worth of insulation.
Then we'll have to put in actual doors. So we have seal, like sort seals.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a little bit tougher. We'll have to frame them in.
What if we just get beads? That
now my dad, our dad, works.
He makes doors now.
He makes doors for a living.
Makes doors now. Yeah.
So that would be easier.
He has already put a nail through his finger.
I know.
Yeah,
he was over here Saturday.
Rip. Yeah, I got to see both sides of the finger, and I was like, oh,
that's nice. A drug test, my friend, which I would fail.
I mean, yeah, that's like the main reason why I'm not going over there is like. Because I'd have to wait a month just to go over there. I am just looking. I'm about to take a pay cut just to move jobs. So, you know, anyone looking for a guy.
Sometimes.
In general.
Sometimes it's worth the pay cut.
That's what I'm saying.
Enjoy
like,
your job more.
I think, yeah. It's only like.
I'd take a $2 pay cut if I enjoyed my, like. I mean, I'm not saying I don't enjoy my job now. There's aspects of my job.
But if you had an amazing opportunity, but it was $2 less.
If they were like, would you like to become a professional podcaster? For $13 an hour, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. Because I can do that from home.
Yeah.
You and me almost make the same amount of money.
I mean, I make 15.
So, man, I almost make 14. I'm just like just below 14.
No, I
make 15.
I allegedly 15. Took a...
I got a 2% raise.
I was supposed to take a $3.50 an hour pay cut when I went to my new position to where I work, you know, Monday through Friday, have weekends off, have a set schedule. But they never
cut.
They never cut my pay. So I make like,
don't say a word.
I make like $17 an hour.
They might be listening.
For a job where I think, I feel bad because there's like guys who've been there for like a minute and they make like 13.
I mean, there's guys at my job that make pretty much like barely over me. And they've been there for like years.
I make one quarter below but like one of our most senior
only
managers.
Reason that. I like that I told them that I'd do that job is because they were going to pay me more than it was at my last job.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
It is what it is.
There you go.
I'm very confused why people keep on coming to Sonic when it's just like your paycheck does not even cover like your basic rent.
It's quicker. Places. Quickness. Ease of getting food.
That is true. Yeah. You can literally just get food. Yeah. And you're supposed to pay for it.
But... Oh, I mean, you like come to work at Sonic. Yeah, I mean, it's just getting a job. I mean,
really, you walk in as long as you're not like tweaking out at the moment you're hired.
Yeah,
like, pretty much.
I mean, a lot of people just need a job. Because, I mean,
not when I was hiring, though.
When you're having some sort of income coming in, even if it's not enough to cover everything that you're doing, is better than having no income coming in.
But I literally know places like close to there that offer more money.
When I was in charge of hiring, whenever I was the assistant manager, there was a lot of people that most people would have been like, yeah, you have a job. That I was like, no, because I don't want to work with these people.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like you're hiring. I hate when you're in a situation where you're hiring out of necessity and you're not hiring out of like just because that's looking
when you
for
get,
better.
That's when you get the fast turnaround of like, oh, you're fired now because you suck.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, oh, you're hired, but then in 2 days you're going to walk out anyways and not come back.
Like that's the one thing. Like I was like, yeah, I mean, I could hire them today and we'd have someone to work, but for how long?
Yeah.
I want someone who's going to be here
for how long? And are they even going to pass the point where you're no longer even training them and they're actually still a burden?
Yeah, I don't want to continuously train someone for 3 years straight. Like, I don't want it that much of a turnaround. Yeah. I want to train someone and then be there for a while. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't want them to quit, like, in the middle of training. Good workers, like, they've never gone past the burden.
Good workers these days are really hard to find.
It irritates me because I enjoy working. Like, I love sweating my ass off and just getting down and dirty manual labor. And it's just like, I can't, like, I don't get anything for it. I can't get anything that's like paying well.
My job, okay, when I come home, I may be like, oh, I don't want to do anything. I'm blah, blah, blah. But when I'm at work, I'm like balls to the wall the entire way. So I end up getting routes done faster than most people would because I just bam, bam, bam. I literally take my lunch while I'm driving.
Breaking the law.
So I'm just like, I'm already moving on to the next stop, so I don't have to worry about all that.
Driving through playgrounds, killing children.
Then my boss was like, oh, why are you only getting 35 hours a week? If you're going to keep doing that, you're going to have to start working Fridays. So, I'm like, wait, so because I'm fast and good, I'm getting punished, now I have to work on Fridays?
That's kind of messed up.
This is something that really pissed me off is the fact that like when I'm working, I'm going... my goal is to just get things done like well and quickly. Like, I want to get things done as fast as I can. That way, it's just like I'm prepared to do more. I'm prepared to do other things. I hate when I'm doing one thing for too long, and now I've taken time away from a lot of other things I could be doing.
Well, it's just like.
But then when you get your job done quickly, it's just like you get paid for the time, not for the work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I get a shit ton of things done in a couple hours, but then when you see me like standing around with a thumb up my ass for 3 hours, it's just like, yeah, because like
I don't know if they're worried about you standing around or the fact that your thumb's in your ass.
Yeah, well, you do work in food service.
Yeah, don't put your thumb in your ass.
I wear gloves. So,
but please tell me you change them at least before you handle the food.
Ooh, potato, potato. Anyways, but I get really annoyed by the fact that I can get all these things done, and it's like I get sent home early. It's like, oh, so now I lose like a quarter of my paycheck because I was better at my job than other people would be.
That's what I'm saying.
So
it's
I have like $400 paychecks.
For being good.
Yeah. I could be having $700 paychecks, but because I'm doing good work, I get $400 paychecks.
Yeah, mine's like, they're like, oh, well, you're going to have to go to part-time or work on Fridays if you can't start getting 40 hours. I'm like, okay, so you want me to like get a job done and then sit there for 10 minutes before I move on?
Yeah.
Like I mean, I can play on my phone. That's fine.
Yeah,
but
I can use a bathroom for a while.
I don't understand why
I can watch some anime.
I don't understand why companies aren't like, yes, let's pay for labor less.
Yeah,
but they're like, you have to get close to 40. I'm like,
you have to get. I think legally you have to get 36 hours to get your benefits.
Yeah,
that makes sense. So it's got to be more.
But I've been sitting at like 36, 36, 37.
Yeah, that's
so I'm like. What's the problem?
Yeah, that shouldn't be an issue. I don't understand why that would be an
issue. But like today, I was done at 3:45. I started at 7:15. That's only 8 hours. I'm supposed to work a 10-hour day. But my next 3 days, I can make all that up.
Yeah.
But they acted like today it was like, oh, you only worked 8 hours? Like,
people make a weird assumption when it comes to like the amount of time.
You don't think I
can
make these other days last longer? Like, I mean, I can totally.
It's
do
like
that.
Regardless of the effort you put in, you have to work this long, or else you didn't actually work.
Yeah, yeah. That's so silly.
It's just like, no, I'm pretty sure I lost like 4 pounds working.
Like,
in
I'm
those
sorry,
5 hours.
I'm faster than everyone. I don't know what you want
like
me to do.
Like today was super boring for me because I pulled a 7.5-hour day. But I unloaded like a huge delivery truck.
Here's what my problem is with my job is like I can have like today I had 32 stops, which is a lot.
That's a lot of stops.
So when I look at it, I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to be a long day.
Like all next.
So I'm like powering through and then all of a sudden noon comes and I have 10 stops left. I'm like,
oh, shit.
Shit. What do I do? But when you look at it, you're like, oh, that's a long day. So I got to work fast.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I went the other way and I was like, oh, let me take my time. Next thing I know, it's 4 o'clock and I have 15 stops left.
Yeah.
So it's like, where do I don't know how to find the middle ground there.
Yeah. You don't know how to pace it out. Yeah. It's like, it just depends. It could.
Yeah. It really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
There's like so
it
many just, different factors that could play into it.
So it's, especially whenever there's a lot of driving involved. Cause I'm like, well, I mean, I can knock all these out and then take this long drive and then try to drag these out. But then what if when I'm hammering all these out, something big comes up, like I, you know, some vandalism happens and I have to go make a phone call to the police station for a non-emergency line. Now I got to wait for a cop to show up who doesn't give a shit about a non-emergency phone call.
And yeah, I'm sitting there
for an hour
minutes.
And a half waiting. That literally happened to me. I called and I sat there for an hour and a half waiting for a police officer to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we just wasted
all
this time.
Yeah.
That I could have been getting more stops.
Yeah, you would think, like, as a business, they'd be like, hey, like, we want you, like, they would have take the Amazon route of being like, no, go as fast as you fucking can. Piss into a bottle, shit your pants, I don't care what you have to do.
I've done both.
But no. I've done both at home.
Sometimes like, at the same time, but
yeah.
You just gotta get it out.
Oh, like, yeah, those are the days where you just push.
I'm like, oh, I'm getting the pee out. Oh, there goes the
and
shit.
And goes
my pants.
The poop.
And I don't have my
clothes
pants.
To change into. Bummer.
Damn it.
And that's when the ass chafing comes in.
Damn. Well, we talked about your guys' day. Well, but how's your week been? Let's start with you, big dog.
Let's derail from that.
Yeah, let's get out of whatever we were just fucking talking about.
I don't like where that was.
Anyway.
Well, I'm letting you direct the show.
Yeah, it is birthday week.
It is my birthday week, so God, my week was just drama filled because there is like there's this weird thing that ever since my friends come back from vacation, she's just hated my fucking guts for some reason.
Ah.
So like every morning, like she wouldn't like say good morning to me, and then like if she wanted to talk to somebody, she would like literally walk directly past me and like talk to the person behind me, and then she would walk to everybody else in the store and ask them what they want from the store, and then go buy everything and then come back. I'm just like.
So when you just say it loudly, like, oh, I'd like this.
No, I did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then she came back. Yeah. I didn't do that. She came back and I was like, oh, I didn't want anything though. I'm good. Thanks for asking. I'm that guy.
I'd have done it before she left. Like, yeah, I'll take a monster. Yeah. White one.
But it's only because.
That way when she comes back, you can be like, oh, you don't care about how I feel. That's great. Cool. I like you too.
So one thing that happened is like. I was sitting there and I was just like getting orders ready, and then she like scoots behind me and then she accidentally grazes across my ass cheeks. She was like, I didn't mean to touch your ass. I was like, oh, thanks for clarifying. I felt wanted for a second. So we've had this thing, and I text her over the weekend. I'm like, hey, like, is there something going on right now? Or is it just me? Like, is there something we need to talk about? And she was like, you've been super disrespectful to me, and I don't appreciate it. And
well, don't
I
be disrespectful. That's rude. Seems pretty easy solution.
I told her, I was like, well, you see, all of these people have come up to me being like, what did you do to piss her off? I'm just like, I have no idea. And they're like, she won't even like talk to you. I'm like, I know.
Everyone choo-choo. Stay still.
if it doesn't see you.
Well, that way, if we cut it, you'll never know. Because they'll still be in the same exact position. You moved! once we get past the horn honking, we're fine.
It is fucking loud. I hate it.
Because I can drown out the cicadas, so I can drown out the chugga-chugs.
Chugga-chugga.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
See, I want to start again, but I don't know if it's done.
It's not done. No, I mean, like, let's just...
It's done.
Okay, hold on. Now we're good.
It's done.
We're good.
Anyways, what was I talking about?
That you disrespected her.
Oh, yeah,
you didn't know you did wrong.
So, yeah, and everyone was coming. Like, I had four people that, like, that are our mutual friends being like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, why won't she talk to you? Like, why is she being this way to you? Like, what'd you do? I'm like, I don't know. She came back like this. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Did you send a disrespectful text message over her vacation?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Did you send an unsolicited dick pic over a vacation?
No, we've had a conversation about that because
he did.
He sent.
No,
he
no, did. No, because
Jake.
She.
Jake.
No, because why? She doesn't. No, because she doesn't know how to check her boundaries. So she would continue to talk to men casually after they would send an unsolicited dick pic.
Interesting.
She would just continue having conversation, but then she would like tell me about it. She was like, "Yeah, I feel super awkward. I don't want to talk." I'm like, "Then stop talking to him." Like,
"Nice dick, but how was your weekend?"
How was your weekend?
No, she would literally be like, "Hey, yeah, cool, man. Anyways, like, what's up?" And it's just like, "Why do you keep talking to him?" And she's like, she tells me, she's like, "I don't want to keep talking to you." I'm like, "Then stop."
Yeah, just don't. You don't have to delete the message.
Like, she's also, her personality is way too playful for how she is. Mm. Like, she definitely like leads every man she talks to. She definitely like leads on to the fullest extent because that's just how she is. So, and she doesn't know how to set boundaries. She doesn't know how to put her foot down and be like, "Hey, stop." So
but how does she walk?
She doesn't. She falls constantly. She
floats everywhere.
She levitates just like in a...
Her foot just never gets
just
put on the
ground. Yeah, just in a yoga pose.
She gets close to putting one foot down and then she just hops.
Yeah.
Just goes again.
Yeah. She just wears heelys.
The foot's just always hovering above the ground.
That'd be...
It's really impressive, honestly.
That'd be really weird to watch.
Yeah. But yeah, and... So
did she give you a reason?
No, she just said I've been super disrespectful. And then when I said, "Hey, like... Can like I think Monday we should sit down in the morning and we should talk about this," and then she just left him out in red like an adult, like adults do.
Like adults do. Yeah.
Like adults do when you're having a conversation and you're trying to be serious. And you say, "Hey, let's sit down, let's just talk this out, because I want us to be friends again. Like, there's no reason for us to be like this," and then being left on red, like being a gentleman. But and so we're kind of good now. I mean, she's still being extremely passive aggressive towards me.
Well, if you haven't talked about it, you're not good yet. Like, you got to get into the meat of what's going on to solve it. Because I if you're just avoiding the situation, you're not good. You're just harboring feelings.
I mean, I'm not harboring.
She is.
She is,
because
yeah.
She's not talking about it, so she's just harboring those bad feelings. Really irritate. And one wrong thing will set off this giant ninja bomb.
Well, it doesn't even have to be a wrong, like, because she keeps...
one right thing.
No, I'm saying, like, it could be, like, something that's, like, it's not even wrong, but... It's not the way she would do it.
Yeah. And then,
that's what sets it off.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, yeah. Women are really good at that. They're really
But
I'm just going to keep this inside, and the one time that you piss me off...
But...
I'm going to go off like a freaking A-bomb.
Because I've spent every single morning only surrounded by women that do this, I'm getting really good at combating it. It becomes really fun. But I am being because there's so many opportunities I have right now where I could just ruin somebody's life with like things I have to say, and I'm being very kind and I am trying to stay very civil, because she's the person that we're talking about how important communication is. I'm like, there's no reason that you should have a legit like screaming match with somebody, or you should have a legit fight with somebody unless someone really did something wrong. Like, if it's a conversation, I think that like at the end of the day you should be able to like take a deep breath, sit down with a person and talk about it. And then she was like, I 100% like communication is the most important thing, and you know, just basically agreeing with me and saying that you should always be able to talk out like what's going on. And of course the person that says that is the person that's not sitting down and talking about what's going on. So I'm like, so one of us was telling the truth about this one. But again, being a gentleman, and I'm not like, I could have said that in a text message, or I could have called or said that to your face, and I'm not doing it. I'm being very kind. I'm not taking any shots, and I just want to have civil conversations and figure out the beef that's going on.
You need to probably come like go like in person, just be like, "Listen, we need to talk about this."
Well, me and her like work almost every morning together.
Yeah, like, "Listen, we need to talk about this. We need to get this settled. We need to get this hashed out."
She also avoids confrontation. So it's hard to, because she's one of those people that when she gets put, like when someone pushes on something that she's trying to stand for, she'll like kind of like laugh and like try to play it off, where she'll like tell someone to do something, and if they say no, she'll like kind of laugh and like make a joke as if she's playfully telling you to do it, even though she really wants you to do it, but she's trying to play it off passive aggressive, but like as a joke. That's a big thing where it's like you can when you see confrontation kind of like try to avoid it. Like, you gotta...
I do.
Even when it feels awkward, you have to like push. You have to be like, "Hey, no, like seriously, go do this." You can't be like, "Oh, okay, like no, but come on." It's like, no, you'd be like, "Hey, no, like go do that."
Like, I guess, I don't know. I would just suggest like literally walking up to be like, "What? How was I disrespectful to you?" we need to talk about this.
You have.
And if she like playfully be like, listen, I know something's bothering you. You said that I was disrespecting you. We need to hash this out now.
With her, I have to be very tactical with my words. I have to get her into a happy mood where she doesn't feel as defensive as she usually is. Ooh. And I have to coerce her into trying to say these things because she definitely will avoid it 100%.
Or, well, that's the thing is, like, you've spoken, like, here's the thing. You have spoken your part of the situation. Yeah. You've explained, like, you're owed nothing.
I mean, it's true. Yeah.
Like, you've, true. Like, really, well, that's it. If she well, doesn't. Except
she's literally sitting there, like, being extremely rude to me.
You're owed nothing. You've spoken your side of it. That's all that you can do. Like, if she's not going to reciprocate and come back to you, then that's, I'm sorry to say that, then that's a friendship that's probably not built to last anyway.
Yeah, but it's also my workspace, where I'm trying to really repair my workspace, where I can, like, have better mornings.
Well, that's another thing, is if she's not going to work, is she your manager?
Yeah.
Then that's some, if it's something that's going to continue being an issue, then that's something you take up through, like, sorry, that's work. That's not friend. I mean, there's work friends, but that's work. Like, if it's affecting your work and that's your manager, then you need to take it to their manager. Or, because if she's not going to hash it out with you, then that's it.
See, that's also the problem with my work, is that everybody knows everything about everyone all the time. Like, everyone's,
Sonic is literally,
it's just a family of gossip. We're like, all the way up from our general manager all the way down to the newest employee.
That's any corporate job anyway.
Well, yeah, true.
Like, that's just, it's...
It's like we never grow out of high school.
No, you don't. You don't.
So that's Bowling for Soup song. High school never ends.
And I think that's why a lot of people come back to Sonic. It's just familiarity. Exactly. And it's just, it's a comfortable feeling.
I will never go back.
See, and I'm because I went back because my friend Michaela, what's up, Michaela?
Listener. Shout out.
Michaela's one of I would say our second best listener, probably. Well, third best listener. Fifth best listener. Well, because I have to think, like our dad, my mother.
I get texts every week from Renee talking about whatever we talk Renee. About on the show. So,
me. To be fair.
I listen every week.
DK.
To be fair, I would put Michaela and Renee on the same level because Michaela listens pretty frequently, I think. Unless she doesn't. If she doesn't say anything about this episode, then I know she doesn't.
You know she's not a listener?
Then I know she's not a real listener. She's just, and she's the pressure's she's on, a fake. Michaela. Yeah. But she does like our Instagram posts. So.
That's true.
That is true. She's a huge social media supporter, even though she won't say anything because she's a coward.
Why didn't she share those?
Coward.
Yeah, coward.
Michaela, I love you. You know I do. But
you're like half loyal.
You are, yeah.
Half loyal.
She's another person that
I learned how to share things from Spotify to our stories now. So
I saw that.
I'm getting. I literally just learned how to do it.
Uh huh.
So is there
pretty sad?
Is there a way to get our Spotify listeners to engage more? Like, no. Is there any engagement for Spotify?
Likes. That's it.
That's it.
Likes and follows on Spotify. That's it. That's
I really fine. Wish there was more.
Well, I mean, they have to engage through Twitter or Facebook Instagram. Like, that's.
But people just want to interact.
Somebody did not put in the intro.
Hey, he's got an excuse. It was his first time. It's his birthday this week.
It's my birthday week.
You get the new intro jitters.
Yes. It happens to the best of us.
Follow us on the social media's Absurdity Podcast. Thank you.
Absurdity Podcast.
No. Yes.
No. No, but like if you want to like engage with us, definitely like hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, because we want
46 minutes late, but here we go.
Well, it's not for the intro. It's just a PSA. We would definitely love to engage and listen to what everybody thinks.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like I've said this many times, but I'll say it again. Like, we don't care if it's positive, negative.
I want
if
feedback.
It could be gibberish. You could just send us letters. Like, just literally.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Be like, thank you. Actually, I would say, you're welcome. Finger guns.
Send, like, I don't care. I'm upset that we didn't get any insults because I was really looking forward to being insulted and I didn't get off on that. So I'm pretty upset about it.
But he did take a weird bath in my bathtub.
Did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Mm. We weren't going to talk about that. Anyways.
How about you, big guy? How's your week been?
Well, Saturday.
Saturday.
I
smoked a rack of ribs.
smoked one rack of ribs.
I was really expecting to be like, I smoked a huge joint.
7 hours of smoking.
7 hours of smoking.
Ludicrous.
And it was so juicy.
So were they succulent and moist?
Oh, yeah.
Did they just fall off the bone?
Succulent. Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's always wonderful. Nice when you just like pull the bone completely out
succulent
of the rib.
Is such a sexy word.
I learned some tricks on how to season it really well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to share them.
Patreon.
I did the work. I will not share my work stories.
I went through the Googling of how to do
this. I will take my information to the grave.
But they were really good. And then I watched football. It was preseason, so like wasn't super exciting. So like I literally by halftime I turned the whole game off and went to bed. Sunday, just kind of a relaxing day. That's when I cut my leg with the chainsaw, so that was cool. But I drilled holes in all these little stumps, and my shirt was literally, I could wring it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
it's been gross.
Yeah. I think I could do that with this shirt right now, honestly.
It's been gnarly.
And today, I was driving through Tulsa.
Oh, Tulsa.
And there was this lady sitting on the corner of, I don't know what streets, but she's sitting on the corner of like an intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And I was stopped at a stoplight. I had my window down, and I could hear her talking. And I was like,
is she
talking to?
Ooh, she talking to you, Space Cowboy?
She was looking directly ahead of her, which I looked at what it was, and it was a detour sign.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking to it.
She was talking to it.
Hell yeah.
And right before I left, she goes, if you would just shut up, I could finish my story.
Oh.
To the detour sign.
Hey, man, sometimes life takes you on a
detour. That's the best joke, because it's going on a detour.
And I was like, oh, I have a newfound,
get that person
like,
a comedy special.
I have a newfound, like, sorrow for people that have that those mental issues.
It's rough, man. It is rough.
Because
we do not take it seriously as a society. It's
no,
just,
and it's everywhere. Uh-huh. I mean,
well, you have to think like when it becomes a percentage of the population and the population's growing, like it becomes increasingly common.
Yeah.
Do you think I always keep on trying? I'm not trying to go bad, but I always keep on thinking of the fact of like, could it be that it's just like there's just not enough. Like gene variation, like DNA variation that's just getting more fucked up.
I think it's a mixture. I think it is, okay.
Because it has to, I mean,
there's not a sense
to a point that has to become a thing, but that could be like millions of years. I don't know what the time span of that situation could be.
Well, there's like, I think that there's like a sick sense of eugenics to it a little bit, because even up through like the 50s, if you had a child who was.
Child.
Quote unquote less than desirable. I'm not saying that to me. I'm saying
yeah.
someone who was born with some.
Why do you do these things?
Yeah, that's not.
Why do you do these things? This is what our listenership's down.
Yeah,
that's not true because I was much worse in the first 10 episodes.
But I mean, like,
I calmed down.
Like there was more. Like now there's more science behind medicine, so you have people who.
People aren't just rubbing like magnesium on you and just be like, oh, this will cure you.
But
mercury
also
poisoning.
Like we poison ourselves with whatever, everything that
plastics
that we think that is going to be good for us. And that doesn't help. But like, we just don't, instead of trying, like as a society, as a whole, instead of trying to help people who very visibly need help, we just try to push them to the side and get them out of the way. Cause when I worked at Tulsa County, when I worked in the jail, dude, I'd say like at least 50% of the people that I saw on a daily basis weren't there because they were a menace to society. They were there because they need
help.
Yeah. They need mental help.
Yeah. They're
and they
not
just get,
okay.
They just get put in the jail where they don't get
here's
help.
What I don't understand is like, okay, so for the vaccine for COVID, right? They're like, oh, it's free because we want to help the American citizens.
Uh-huh.
Why isn't cancer treatment free? Why isn't diabetic medication
too
free.
Too much money.
Because
why
it's profitable.
Why is it mental health free? If you want to
well,
help
free because
the American people, that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the big
Canada
thing.
Canada has free health care.
That's the like the
Canada
American
doesn't have
system.
Good health care though. Like because people will come
any
to America because they have to wait weeks.
Any health care is better than none.
Yeah,
well, that is true. Yeah,
and you have a huge portion of the American population that has absolutely zero.
Well, that's the thing, is like people will break their arm and like in Canada and then like wait like a month and a half to like even be seen
that's
for. That's like,
also
that. Well, that may be exaggerated.
That is, I mean, that is,
people will say that though. People, they'll be like, oh, I had to wait like 2 months to get my arm fixed.
That, I mean, there are,
but people
times
do legitimately, like, they're just like, I can't be seen and like my leg's shattered. It's just like that is a thing that happens.
There
like,
is,
and
is
they
an
do
issue.
Come and people have come to America because like I haven't been seen and like I can't walk. It's like, what do you want me to do? But I think the thing
with free healthcare is you get an overflow.
You get what you pay for.
Well, yeah, you get an overflow of patients.
You're having the government take
that aren't willing to pay for their healthcare.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, we have free healthcare.
You get,
but
you
if
get
you,
the
if you
the
take the people
mindset,
that are able to pay for healthcare and they all pay for healthcare, then the ones that can't afford it, that free healthcare is much more beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But you have people that are like, oh, it's free, I'll just get it for free. Well, that's not what it's really designed for. It's designed for the people who can't afford it.
Who need it
who
to be free.
Who absolutely need it to be free, yeah. But it's people that are like, oh, why would I pay for healthcare when I get it for free? That those are the people that are ruining the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one thing that I love that mental health is becoming a thing that people like are like really caring about recently, like really because of COVID. I wouldn't say because of COVID, but COVID definitely enhanced it like 100-fold.
Well, yeah,
like,
you have so many of these people who never experience any type of mental health, like anything, like any type of depression or
they
anything.
They have to deal with it now. They have to deal with silence.
Yeah,
they have to deal with.
They got, yeah, they got, yeah, exactly. They got put in isolation.
Yeah.
And they're like, shit.
So
what
many
do I do now?
So many people, it's weird.
Oh,
no. So many people nowadays, it's such a weird thing. I think about this constantly because I, like, throughout all of my day, I'm listening to music, I'm listening to YouTube. There's very few times, like, in my life in general, that I have to deal with silence.
Where you're
like,
not distracted.
Yeah, where I'm not distracted, there's not some kind of noise, or not something I can focus on. That happens very, and I, like, and there is zero probability that I am, like, a small percentage of people that live in that lifestyle. Like, there's definitely, I think the majority of people nowadays do not spend their life like in any aspect of silence. I think they're always surrounded by some kind of noise. Something
to
always
be
distracting.
Well, the world is noise. I mean, there's noise everywhere.
And I don't know why I got derailed on that, but for mental health, like mental health, it's so hard to cure, not even cure, to treat and to help with mental health because you can't. It's like it's not like a broken arm or like
it's
an appendectomy.
It's not an easily diagnosed
thing.
You
can't look at a brain and go, oh yeah, this person has depression. This person has like severe ADHD.
Well,
this
and like
has
not only
issues.
That, but even talking to someone, you're not gonna know right off.
You don't
the
know if they're well. Also, you don't know if they're having a bad day or if they have a bad month or if someone just died or if they have clinical depression.
Right.
Like you don't
mental
know.
Mental health is hard to diagnose because there's so many different variations of one thing,
and like
rather
not,
than oh, it's a broken arm.
Yeah, and not to be an asshole, but then also a lot of people jump on a train of like I have
depression.
Like a lot of people jump on like I
have
ADD, I have ADHD.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's just they probably
like
drink
like
an
a lot of people are like,
a couple
they
hours.
Experience one bad thing in their life, and they're like, oh, I'm depressed.
Yeah, and then they make
like,
a Facebook post or a post on Instagram.
You're dealing with a situation that isn't normal to your everyday.
Teenagers
it's sadder than what you're normally dealing with, but it will pass. But you take that 2 week window where you're super sad and you're like, oh, I'm depressed. Now I need to go get
I mean, you are on. Like,
you no, you're sad.
Well, I would say
it's not depression.
Yeah,
depression is a long term thing. Depression is
fair.
Not
I think depression's come into the zeitgeist as something that they use sadness and they say they hyperbolize everything.
Depression
where they're saying,
is like
I'm
sad
depressed.
I don't
and,
know
yeah.
why.
It's like when people say I'm dying when I'm laughing.
Yeah.
It's just like everything's hyperbolized. I'm sad. I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Like
it's become normal.
It's like when you stub your toe and say I want to kill myself. It's like it's hyperbolized.
Yeah,
you don't
like,
really
want
really
to kill
yourself
because
you just
stubbed your toe. You
stubbed
your
toe.
Feel a lot of pain.
It's just you're exaggerating for the
pain.
It is a terrible pain, but
like
you're
it.
Exaggerating for the sake of other people being there. And you're putting on a show. But yeah, I mean, but
some people do. I don't. I never say.
I do. I put on a show everywhere I go. I exaggerate everything.
You're like you're what we call a drama queen.
I am a drama queen. But I try to match up the action.
And no,
with
I didn't
the
change
drama.
King for the gender. It's your queen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, I can't do my proper bitch voice right now. Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, it's just things are so generalized and popularized.
Yeah,
people
say,
just want to hop on the train to be like, yeah, I'm that too.
Well, also,
let's be this together.
Also, but it's
in reality, someone who's actually depressed doesn't feel the same thing that someone. Oh, well, my grandma died, so I'm sad.
Yeah,
like depression is, I'm sad, and I don't know why. I'm just sad. Something can happen. Like you could, your son could turn 7, it'd be the best day of your life, but you're still sad.
Yeah.
Whereas. My grandma died. I know why I'm sad. I'm sad, and it will pass.
Now, if you're happy at that point, then you should probably be like, I should talk to somebody.
That's a whole different situation.
Know. Lead paint sure did make grandma racist.
That, I mean,
call back!
Woo! Sheesh!
All right, so welcome back from the break.
We're back from the break. Hope you enjoyed that.
Welcome back from the break.
What were you talking about before the break?
What was I talking about before the break? We were talking about mental health, but I want to get out of mental health.
Yeah, because it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about your week.
I forgot all about that.
Well, talking about... No, I'm just...
The funny thing is, I don't care.
I don't care.
Oh, man.
It's a pretty good week.
I care.
This weekend was pretty all right. Friday went to CC's in Owosso.
Oh, man, I want to go to CC's.
Dude,
so bad.
I hadn't been to CC's in years.
Pizza buffets just make me happy.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
I feel like it's not the same anymore.
Leaving Owosso at about 9:30 p.m. on Friday night, get to 116th and 169. I'm not driving. Friend is driving. Get lit up by the cops. Not speeding. Like, we don't know why we're getting pulled over, but we're getting pulled over. Cop comes up, tells us...
I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were African-American. Have a good day.
Well, I don't know the officer. He's an Owosso officer. He has a very, very thick Hispanic accent. It was kind of actually hard to understand what he was saying at first, just because I didn't expect... I didn't... It's Owosso. I just didn't expect that.
Hola.
But he comes up... first thing he asks, he's like, do you guys have a reason to be nervous? Like, yeah, I don't like cops. Like, cops intimidate me. Like, they just do. Like, why are you pulling me over? Like, right. Yeah, I'm...
Yeah, pulling over? Do you fear me? Do you fear me?
So,
yeah, cops get... Like, you getting pulled over for a reason you don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, intimidating, yeah.
Yeah. So, comes up, asks for my friend's ID. Walks away, and then he comes back like not even like 30 seconds later, and he's like, sir, can I get your ID as well? And I'm like, I don't understand why you need my ID.
Right.
I'm a passenger in a car where you haven't explained what we've done wrong,
right?
But you can have my ID. So give him whatever, goes back to his car. 15 minutes pass, another cop pulls up, like, what the fuck? Comes back this time to tell us, so I pulled you over because either your brake lights aren't working or one of your tail lights are out.
I'm sorry, which one?
So, yeah,
I was
going to
say, well, which one is it?
Like, which one is it? And he said, well, it's either of those.
Like, are you just throwing a list at me and be like, it's one of these?
So he's like, he comes back and he asks, is there any reason why the car smells like marijuana?
Is he hitting a quota?
We both have medical marijuana cards. I don't smoke. I haven't smoked in this car, but I'm assuming that she has since it's her car. And she was like, isn't I smoked this morning in my car.
Isn't that illegal?
To what?
To smoke in your car?
I mean, it's illegal to be under the influence and drive.
Oh, yeah, but then it's just like,
car.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, you can smoke in your car. You can smoke wherever. You just can't be under the influence and drive. As, so then he's like, well, is there any weed in the car? No, we don't have any weed in the car. This is where officer number two comes up. It is on my side of the window.
Oh, Lord.
And how does this guy look?
Taps. This guy's a short, overweight white guy with a mustache and no hair.
That's when you run.
definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Well, no, they'll shoot me.
I'm just
they'll
thinking of Eggman.
It's Rogers County. They'll shoot me. They're looking for
me. I'm thinking Dr. Eggman.
But he taps
Sonic.
On the window. He taps on the window and he goes, what about that container right there that says THC on it? I'm like, you mean this one that's empty because there's no weed in the car? Here. And he's like, so why do you have it? Like, because we have our medical marijuana cards. He's like, can I see them? Like, sure, officer, you can see our cards.
What are you, a 90s cop? Like, just looking for the weed?
No, that's the thing. It's like, they were, I don't know why.
What year are you in?
Yeah, we live in Oklahoma, for fuck's sake. Like, so hand him the cards, looks at him. He's like, this all checks out. Let's leave.
No shit, Sherlock. What about the taillight, motherfucker?
Yeah, no. Like, the cops, like, we pull up the road, like, 10, 20 feet, you know, just up to the next exit. Pull over to the side of the road. I get out of the car. Nothing is wrong with taillights, brake lights, blinkers, anything. Nothing. The cop just pulled us over.
Like, he just wanted to. He threw a list at you and tried to see what would stick on you.
But nothing. That's the thing. And so when he comes back to their car with our IDs, he's like, no, I don't think you guys are under the influence, but I need you to know that it is illegal to drive under the influence. It's like, yeah, it's a DUI. We understand the law. Like, we understand the law. We
bitch,
have
I'm
the cars to
the
with,
influence.
With,
I'm
like,
high as shit.
And he was just like,
I'm not under the influence. I'm above it.
It was just a really weird situation. It was just really weird.
That's strange.
Because, like, we had no reason to get pulled over, but we did. And then the cop was, like, super pissed off about weed. But, like, if we were had a problem, if there was weed in the car, we would have been like, yeah, there's weed in the car. We have medical cards.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we're trying to pull a fast one over on the cop. We're fucking 30 years old. We're grown adults who are who try to do everything.
Past that stage.
Yeah, like, we have medical cards for a reason.
There's a lot of 30-year-olds that are fucking up.
But aren't. But the thing, it was just weird. But anyways, like I said, got home. I said to him afterwards, I was like, that right there is why cops make me nervous, is because he straight up lied to my face about why he pulled us over. And, like, that situation is why I'm nervous around cops. But then Saturday I went to the Tulsa Maker Faire, which was a fucking blast.
What is that?
It was
is that a brewery thing?
No, not at all.
Oh, it sounds like it.
That's what I thought too.
The Tulsa Maker. So there's a building in Tulsa called the Tulsa Fab Lab. You can go there, and it's like, if you are a DIY person who does, like, robotics or metalwork or anything, it's like a place where you can go.
Oh, I like.
I not like that. More like hands-on. Like,
this is hands-on.
Not a recording studio. Okay. It's like, for if you're going to go
like an artist, like a metal artist's ship, or like a hands-on.
It's like, like, if you need to crafting. Solder.
You said hands-on, and his hand immediately did this.
There you go.
Like, what?
Muscle memory.
Yeah,
for the
why
boy.
Are you. Why
if you need hands-on experience.
Why are you jerking off the air?
If you need a guy, call me.
But, you hear hands-on, he's like, jerk.
But it's
jerk.
Like,
move for
like
17 an hour.
They have like 3D printers there. Oh, okay. Like, you can go in, and like, it's like a place where you can do the stuff. They have the equipment. You can do it. You just pay to use the equipment.
Could have made a space cow. Cowboy? You missed.
We can make a space cowboy. So what you mean?
But,
to say.
So it was a lot of like cool, like local builders who do like there was like a couple of the high school robotics teams were there, and they were doing a display, and then there was also like a mini BattleBots arena.
Oh, God, I
that
miss
was
robotics.
Cool. It was like an 8x8 arena that was like inside a box that was like 5 foot tall and plexiglass all around the sides. It was cool, like, because we watched about. Cool.
It was a thing, wasn't it? That used to be like a big thing.
Used to be a show, but it, I mean, still, there's.
Like, it was an awesome show.
Yeah, it was an awesome show.
But
show was
so
cool as
like,
hell.
These were like, I'd say a quarter scale of like BattleBots, and they weren't as in like this. There was one that had the second fight we watched. The first fight was kind of a dud.
It's just
one
a Glock strapped.
Yeah, just a BattleBot. I think there was a BattleBot that had two sidekick, like two little microbots that went with it that were guns. Oh, I swear to God.
Is that legal?
I swear to God that was real in BattleBots. But so the first fight was kind of a dud. One of them came out and didn't perform, like something was wrong. But the second fight, it was one that was like...
Tell me about it. I know all about that.
Next ad read.
I came out, but I couldn't perform.
Just couldn't perform. Been there, done that. The second fight was good. But one of the bots ultimately failed like catastrophically. It had like two wheels in the back.
Was it named Jake?
It was not named Jake. It had like a big spinner, like a big like chunk of aluminum spinning like blade like thing on the front.
Nice.
Well, this thing got up to like spinning speed, and it like hit the other thing once and broke a piece of plastic on it, and then it was going, and then it just started like shaking like crazy.
Oh God.
And then just like yeeted itself.
Oh my God. Like a Beyblade.
No, it was like in the air inside the box. And then the metal, the spinning metal came off of it. And
oh
like
no.
Both of them were just dinking around in the inside. And then,
this is why they have the box.
Yeah, this is why they have the box.
Someone could have died.
All at eye level, too.
And someone like, could have lost an eyeball.
Away from it, just like, oh,
some final
distance. The box goes.
I'm just trying to watch BattleBots and I lost an eyeball.
But there was also
first world problem.
Yeah.
Right?
But so you got to see that. There was like people doing metal work, like chainmail and plate metal. That was kind of cool. There was like RC planes, like different companies that were showing off like their kid-friendly toys, like building blocks and stuff. And some of them, one was really cool. Everything was made out of recycled cardboard. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Why am I not making children's blocks out of cardboard? Like that costs like 8 cents to make, and she's selling them for like.
See, I'm so impulsive. I can't go to something like that because I want to do literally everything. Yeah, I'm like, I could do that.
Like back when my kids were younger, we had bought like those sectioned off plates that have like cafeteria plates.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were made out of recycled milk jugs.
Uh huh.
It's like,
huh. Yeah. There you go. Out of trash. Yeah. Make the shit out of trash, and I'm gonna sell it for a premium.
The shit I throw out.
Yeah.
That I literally just bought back for $7 a plate.
Yeah. Yeah. Why aren't we doing more of that?
Yeah.
Upcycling.
Why isn't
my
there
guys?
So much more recycling?
There is. There's a lot of upcycling. There's like you just gotta find the niche communities that are doing it.
That's the thing. It shouldn't be a niche community.
No. Well, it's also Oklahoma, where we're a million years behind everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really.
We're still fighting the Native Americans, basically.
Pretty much. We still live in teepees.
Yeah.
That's my people, the Native Americans.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, have you guys watched Reservation Dogs yet?
Oh, I heard about it.
No, I don't even know anything about this, actually.
Of a famous actor that's in it.
Uh-huh.
Please explain everything to me.
Reservation Dogs.
Bobby Lee is in it.
Bobby Lee is in it.
I was going to say when you said that, I was like, Bobby Lee.
He's on episode two.
Yeah, it's
he was talking about it on Tiger Belly.
Dude, this show is... So, I've got a lot of Rez friends. Like, and...
It was filmed in...
It's filmed in Okmulgee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
Huh.
I drove through that set.
Yeah, most likely.
Because I didn't know
they
were film. It literally said film or like TV show set or whatever, and I was like, "Huh, I wonder what they're filming here."
I just drove through it.
You could have met Bobby Lee.
You could. You might.
You could have hit Bobby Lee.
So,
I could have met him.
The premise of the show is it's like these four Rez kids who one of their friends died, and they just want to get out of the Rez because I mean, living Rez life is rough. It just is.
Hey, you're putting like unfertile soil.
Well, I mean, it's like Oklahoma Rez is like what you like ghetto. It's like country ghetto is what Oklahoma Rez is.
It's like Detroit.
It's like Ooligah.
It's like Ooligah, but worse. Honestly.
I kind of like Ooligah.
It's Ooligah, but worse. It's like that
like
one street in
you
Ooligah.
You like the town of Ooligah or like the surrounding areas of Ooligah?
No, like. You know
the surrounding areas.
Well, when I say I like Ooligah, I mean I like driving from Nawata to Claremore and going through Ooligah.
Yeah, you like the main town of Ooligah.
Yeah.
No,
not like
what's
that.
Around
it. I don't even like that. I like Big Buds. I like Pete's. That's it.
Anything like that.
I like Big Buds and Pete's, and that's it.
But
everything else doesn't happen.
But the show, it's like, it's got, like, it's hilarious, but it also has, like, some really wholesome moments. Like, it's good. It is a good show. It is a good show.
I talked.
It's on Hulu. Highly recommend it.
I don't have Hulu.
By the way, I upgraded my Hulu to be ad-free.
There you go. It's nice. The Hulu, the
so I'm
ad-free
saying,
life
I have
is
that
so
ad-free.
Good.
I am on... I started watching The American Horror Story.
Uh-huh.
I'm on... Well, I watched season 9.
Isn't this like the third episode said you've been watching American Horror Story?
No, I watched...
There's a lot of American
you
Horror
know what's
Story.
Crazy?
There is a lot of
I
American
watched
Horror
season
Story.
9, but I never watched season 8.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
But season 10
I thought they were
out.
On like season 6.
Well, the first two episodes
are. Yeah, they started season 10.
But I have to get through 8.
Yeah, you got
to
do it. Just burn through it.
But I can't watch it with my wife or my kids.
Yeah, true.
So it's like,
hey, you remember, remember how you were talking about how you needed to snag a couple of extra hours at work?
Yeah, I could just watch it.
There you go.
I could just watch it.
I mean, I spend my lunch break. If I don't go home for lunch, I'll watch something on... I'll just prop my phone up on my dash and just watch something there. There you go. Scam
the my next big watch is The Tomorrow War.
Uh-huh.
With Chris Pratt, because I saw the commercials for it, and it looks really good.
Here's your assignment this week. You have to watch at least 3 episodes of My Hero Academia.
Ooh, no, I think you should have to watch the whole first season.
It is on Hulu.
Okay.
The thing is you can watch it with Bryson. Okay. It is a very kid-friendly...
Bryson would love it. Oh my God, he would love that.
It's what is it?
My Hero Academia. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you a link to remind you, but
so good.
The thing is you said you had a friend who told you you needed to get an anime and I had a friend who said Cameron needs to get an anime so we could talk about more anime on the show.
And I'm your brother and you should get an anime.
So,
I don't care.
Funny thing, actually.
But the thing is it's English. You can watch it. I prefer My Hero in English anyways.
Mm-hmm. I do too, so I know what they're being
said. Yeah, and I mean, there's
I don't want to read.
I prefer all my anime in English, yeah, exactly. And I'm a piece of shit for doing that.
No, I just don't like reading while I'm watching a show.
There's some anime that
then
I
you
prefer.
Miss like then you miss like what's in the show.
But there's
but sometimes the translation doesn't work.
There's like
it's irritating.
There's the translation, if you don't, like I said, it gets more messed up when you're listening to English and reading English subtitles. That's where the translation's messed up more.
That's fair, because the words just literally don't match.
But, like, if you listen to sub and or, like, listen to Japanese and watch sub, like, after a while, it becomes to where it just goes. It just works.
I mean, your brain, to be fair, like, registers it
quickly. I watch everything with subtitles on already. Uh-huh. Because my kids are super loud.
Yeah.
So even if I have the TV turned up, I still can't hear it.
Yeah. I actually just enjoy reading subtitles.
And my wife's always like, why is the TV so loud? I'm like, because our children are so freaking loud that I need to be able to hear the TV.
Maybe they're only loud because they're trying to talk over the TV.
They are. But I'm trying to watch the TV over the talking.
No.
And I'm more important.
No, you should get a Bluetooth.
I am more important to me.
Get a Bluetooth TV, get Bluetooth headphones, sit in the chair and just put in Bluetooth headphones and just lean back in the chair.
I have a smart TV, so I could do that.
Smart TVs Bluetooth compatible?
I don't know.
I know they're AirPlay compatible.
There we go.
Because we got the,
I don't know if you can hook up like Bluetooth earbuds to them.
We got the Beach Bod something app. Mm-hmm. And my wife ordered bought the thing, and we can AirPlay it from our phone to our TV, so that way she can actually like do it. So she's not watching a tiny screen. Like,
while she's
how do I do this workout?
Doing the beach.
I'm not trying to make fun of my wife. That made it sound like
that sounded like a dick.
It sounded like I was trying to make fun of my wife. But that is kind of how she sounds.
Get the fuck out.
No, I'm just kidding. I love my wife.
Why aren't you watching this?
I don't know where I was going with that. I love my wife. That's it.
That's it. I love my wife. I just figured
about
my wife.
About your marriage.
She's amazing.
I love my wife.
Great we've been doing the counseling. Uh-huh. Now, I'll talk about it. I don't know if she will appreciate it, but I'll talk about it. We've been doing the counseling.
Uh-huh.
I know that my biggest problem is communication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
I don't know how to express my feelings. Easy, Rex.
Rex.
Literally, I think just a dude walked by.
Hey.
Yeah, they're very territorial over the surrounding areas of our house.
Rex.
It's because you have a fence. It's
Rex.
It's because you've put up this boundary for
them.
Come
here.
He can jump over it.
He can't easily jump over it.
He just...
Rex.
Ever since we put that electric collar on, he's just like,
Well, because I don't think he registers what the collar is. He just knows that if I go past this boundary, God stabs me with lightning.
He hasn't worn it in 3 weeks.
Isn't what?
I took it off 3 weeks ago.
Oh, so yeah.
The battery died in it.
He's not wearing
it. I just never
replaced
it. I took it off. He just doesn't
do it.
He's fine now.
He's being a fart.
I think you've shocked him stupid.
You say he's being a fart?
Yeah. He's being a fart. He's not coming over here. Like a good boy.
Rex, come here.
Like the bestest boy. God, I love dogs.
Oh, he's a nerd.
He's got a fart. Every time I see a house for sale, I still have the urge to just to fucking settle down and get a house. But No, because...
It's a random thought, but I like it.
No, but it's like... But if I do that, I'm not going to have the money to do the things I want to do, possibly for the next 10 years.
But... I mean, just from what you
minimum
said,
10 years.
It kind of sounds like what you want to do is settle down and find a house.
No, I'm just super impulsive, so I want to fucking do everything.
He wants to do something.
I want to do something, and I like the idea of having a house with rooms and things I can do.
Yeah.
Where I'm not like, I want to move my clothes today, so let me like put away these these duffel bags of shit I still own because I can't fit in my single wide trailer.
Get rid of it.
But it's things I want.
Is it things that? Is it?
It's like Marine Corps flight suits and
is it
like
shit
uniforms.
That you've, is it shit you've worn or used in the past 6 months?
It's my Marine Corps uniforms. I'm not going to get rid of my Marine Corps uniforms.
Why hang on to it? What are you going to do with the Marine Corps in your future?
Because they're nice.
Are you going back to the Marine Corps?
I can. I'm legally allowed to wear them for like weddings and everything.
But you could wear a suit.
I could.
It's tailored and
I do love
much
suits.
Better looking than a Marine Corps suit.
I mean, some of those uniforms look pretty tight. My blues look pretty tight.
But I mean, are you gonna?
And I really love my flight suits because I can wear like they fit very well and they look very good.
I'm just. Are you gonna wear them?
Yeah.
Are you gonna? Okay.
I do. I mean, I have
Have you worn? When's the last time you wore them?
My uniforms.
If you say the last time you wore your uniforms was when you were in the service, I'd say just get rid of them.
I'm not going to get rid of my uniforms. I like my. I like to have my uniform. That's one of the few things that I keep purely because I want to keep. Like, I have like one or two plans.
How much other clothes and things?
I do have a lot of clothes because like I just don't fit in them anymore.
Then get rid of them.
Get rid of them.
I'm slowly.
Well, I mean, if it's too big for you, stuff that's too big for
you. Yeah, like literally like 36s. Yeah, I'm like as I find clothes that like are just baggy on me, like I put them on, they're baggy, I throw them away. I'm not going to like take my time to like actually look through all my clothes. But as I put them on,
I have and to. I, don't like I them, need I to go through my closet because like
I know I never.
It's not necessarily clothes that don't fit me. It's just clothes that I know I'll never wear. Mm-hmm. Like dress shirts that my wife buys me. I don't wear dress shirts. Mm-hmm.
You got to keep a couple dress shirts just because, like, there's a situation. Always have a suit.
I have one. I have one really nice gray button-up shirt that I wore for me and my wife's wedding. I will always keep that.
Yeah.
But she's got, like, those. She's gotten me, like, plaid button-up shirts, and I'm like, for one, I don't look good in plaid.
I like plaid.
Remember that plaid shirt we used to pretty much fight over wearing back in the day?
Yeah, that was my favorite.
That shirt was so good.
That is the only plaid I ever looked good in.
That shirt was so
good. It was so comfortable. It was very soft material.
It was a soft shirt. It was a cool looking shirt. I bet I can find that shirt. I think it was a picture of me.
I have a profile picture on my Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's a profile picture on my Facebook as
well. I do love suits.
We did fight over that shirt a lot.
Yeah, we would be like,
which is so crazy that like you're much taller than me, but yet we both fit into the shirt.
It's like the Magic Ron shirt.
It is.
Well, I've always worn like a medium or a large shirt. Like
that was when I was in. I think that was when I was in mediums.
It's so hard being
mediums.
It's so hard being my size.
Why? So hard being my size. Everything's made for you.
No, because
yeah, really is.
I can't wear a medium because it looks like a sundress. It goes like all the way down to my knees, so I have to wear a small. But a small looks like I'm trying to like show off my arms because it's super tight on my shoulders. What?
But you are.
I am, yes.
There's the shirt. I found it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
Oh, you just clicked out of it.
No.
I clicked out of it. Man.
But yeah, people are, like, I tell people when I go to stores, I'll be like, hey, do you have this in a small? And they look at me and they're like, oh, a small? I'm like, yeah, man, a small. Because if I wear a medium, it's just like, okay, while you were trying to wear your dad's work clothes, little kid, like, stop trying to be like, go take your kids to work day. I hate it.
That shirt.
I mean, that's a good fucking shirt.
Yeah, cool. I know.
That is a stereotypical shirt, though.
That was a
like great. Literally that shirt has such a stereotype for that look. But it's a good look. Like that's why it's a stereotype. It's a good look.
You mean this fantastic look?
Yeah,
in the same mirror.
Yeah, in the same mirror. Basically the same pose in the same shirt.
Oh man.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
You should put that in a transformation of just like you to him.
No, please don't.
Really?
Please don't. I don't want
that. Or were all those pictures you?
Yeah.
God, you went through a lot of phases.
Yeah.
Like, also, if you went through like
in
me
in that house, we both went through a lot of phases.
If you took me in like the last year, you'd be like, "What the fuck?"
No, like, there's been. I went through like a snake bite phase too.
Yeah, I remember.
I had snake bites.
I remember that.
Let's start here. I'll give you a little. This is the most current one.
Can we put these photos up like as we go through? Can you send them to him so we can?
Yeah, I'll put them up.
Yeah, they're my profile pictures.
Oh, I'll go save. Well, I don't know which ones you're looking at.
We're on the very most recent one.
We're going from like first profile picture to the very last one.
We're just gonna do a slideshow.
Yeah, we're just going with a little slideshow.
So I guess I'll just go save them all.
Yeah, this was July 5th. This was what I wore on the 4th of July.
Okay, so he's starting from this year.
Yeah,
okay.
This was in January. This was cold. Look at that beard.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, that was from
January.
That's
a pretty cool one. I like that one.
That was last August, because, you know, middle of pandemic hype.
Turn that a little bit more this way, Tim.
There you go. Look at that. A little more pandemic hype, so I got the mask on.
Of course, yeah.
That is 2019, which was the most
previous. Do you know who Chris Webby is?
I do not know who Chris Webby is.
Okay, I might show you him later. You look just like him in that photo.
And then that's 2018.
That's a good look. I like that's a New York look.
That's 2018 as well.
I mean, literally 2 inches.
Staring off.
I like
a
that.
Mountain.
I like that. That's funny.
2018. There's a lot. I was feeling myself in 2018. Apparently.
I can see that. Definitely feeling yourself a lot. Definitely with the scarves too.
2017.
I'm glad there's gonna be pictures put up right here because I'm.
Yeah. You just camera's just standing back. That's
I can't see anything.
I mean, I'm looking through these, and these all look like the stereotype of like a guy going through phases. Like these all match up perfectly.
Wait, do you see my profile pictures?
This is when I was a manager at the hotel. Like when
with
I worked,
rocking the vest. Okay.
I always wore vests.
I don't know what that photo was.
Oh, that's just
me upside down.
Okay. I remember when I went.
I thought it was you twerking with your legs.
My ex-wife when we were dating.
Yeah,
we were going on like she wanted to go to prom, and I was like, I don't want to go to a prom.
I'm
like
21 years old. I can't go to prom.
Yeah. So I literally borrowed
you guys go whiskey?
All of his clothes. Uh-huh. I borrowed literally everything I was wearing was his that I wore that night.
Nice.
I love suits. I love dressing up.
That is 2012.
That doesn't even look like you. Oh my god.
That's 2012.
Oh my.
Oh, that's 2011. That was drugs.
Is this teenage years?
No. 2011. I'm 20.
How old are you?
24.
I'm not how old 32. You?
See, I don't know anybody's. So everyone's just alive 22? To me.
22.
20. Yeah, I was 22. At this point in time?
Okay.
Basically this was like, teenager. I think this was like right after.
Yeah.
Shortly I'm still after, basically
maybe,
a teenager.
Maybe right before I moved out or right after?
Right after you moved out at this point. This is probably... No, you still lived with me right here. That's 2011.
So Fallout Boy.
That's actually... This is from like 2009.
So emo punk.
That's like an old...
I mean, most of them have been emo punk.
So we lived together for what, 2 years?
Yeah, pretty much 2 years. 2011 where I lost some weight.
There was like literally like 9 guys I know that looked just like this.
2011... That's my favorite, actually. I miss that.
I mean, that's
that.
A good one.
Because I was, that could I was be on a, really
that could be
skinny.
On an album cover.
I was really skinny, but I also was doing a lot of Molly at this point in time.
That's something I've always wanted to
well,
try,
too. Well, see, my problem is on fun, my Facebook man. Is the Facebook I have now
yeah.
is not the Facebook I had when we lived together.
Yeah.
Because my
Oh, ex, so it's all lost.
Yeah, yeah, my ex-wife didn't like the fact that I was friends with a lot of females from... my past.
Yeah, maybe that should have been a sign.
So I literally deleted, or not deleted, I logged out of it and created a whole new one. And I don't know how to get into my old one.
We're at long hair, Grace jacket.
There's a name for that jacket.
It's a peacoat. It's a woman's peacoat is what it is.
It looks really good though.
Oh no,
in my previous Facebook, there's a lot of long hair. Cameron yeah. in that too because I had some I grew up my hair pretty long
yeah
I'm so maid that like and then of course the shared shirt yeah the shared shirt
2011
that's such a
I don't even know what happened to that shirt I have no idea what happened to it
are so different
2010 same jacket
and then Gyarados
yeah. This is yeah 2010
I had a phase zombie, where like I had this jacket that had a really like furry hood mm-hmm. and I wore it All the time.
Yeah, you lived in that fucking jacket.
It was green, like a what is like
showing
a pea
off the
green
tattoo.
Maybe, and it like had.
I actually didn't know you had a tattoo right there.
I have, yeah.
It had like a really furry hood, and I wore that everywhere. That no beanie everywhere.
I was like 315 pounds at this point in time.
Yeah, but you were tall.
I was still gutted.
I mean,
out.
I can see the gut a little bit.
2010.
Oh my god!
I remember the first time we asked you to
that's a Twitch streamer
come in, come on, stage and sing a song.
Mm-hmm.
You were
I was a girthy boy.
Yeah, you were a big boy then.
I was very big.
Because I remember when we showed you the video, you're like, "Oh my god, I can't stand how I look right now.
I look gross." I was big. That's 2009 with blonde in the hair. Here's my good fiddle.
No one will ever believe my fat stage because those I never
my
took
very
a photo
first
of it.
Profile.
Oh my god.
2007.
Oh my god, that's that looks like a thing that I'd find on like 4chan of a stalker.
That's
oh my god.
Long ago, man.
That one's at least half decent. The other ones you
I look bad.
That one you look like you just fucking murdered a family.
I just want everyone to know
oh
I have
god.
Not seen any of these.
Yeah, see these photos, but
the computer showed the opposite way of me.
Like that like their bodies are buried behind the pile of leaves.
I'm here's what I
want to
do.
You are
is I want to
attack
get
attack.
Lost it.
Oh man, attack!
That's literally attack!
You posted
Pocahontas
attack attack the other day,
right
and I literally sent you a message. I was like, "Oh my god, it's such a great song!"
Oh yeah, is what I posted.
I remember when Smokahontas was the shit.
Oh no, we're
I
talking
mean,
about Sticks Dickly.
Sticks. Oh my god, can
like
we
crab core?
Can we play? I want to play the beginning of Sticks Dickly.
I don't think we can.
I don't think we can.
We can.
But what I want to do in here is get a like. 32-inch, 24-inch, whatever, a TV and, like, mount it,
uh-huh.
and then have my computer run to it, so, uh-huh. like, we can literally see everything
yeah,
on
we
there.
Can all just be like, hey, check it out. Look at
yeah,
this.
Exactly.
Actually,
yeah.
We could just have me bring my extra laptop. We could have a laptop as the searching thing. Like, anything you want to pull up, pull it up on the laptop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, whatever.
He's talking long run. And
yeah, I'm talking about, like, so you guys can
no,
see...
No, I'm saying just so it's not running
can,
on the same computer that's also recording.
On the screen, so you know how the camera looks. And like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
monitoring everything.
Si, senor.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's a long. It's about a $150 investment. I've already put them in my Amazon wishlist.
I've got a TV that you can use.
Oh,
well, I've got a TV that you can TV use.
That's
then
sitting
I broke
in the closet.
I just needed a long HDMI cord and
a mic. I have a long. Well, I think I've got I need a long
HDMI cord.
Yeah. I have a pretty decently lengthed HDMI
cord. Okay, then we just need a mount.
That's 15 there we go. Bucks. Everything discussed. We're good.
There we go. We got it.
Okay, we got it.
Anyways, I think we should probably go ahead and sign off before this train rolls down my way, guys.
So absolutely. This is a good cue for stay tuned for Off the Rails.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, Absurdity69, Absurd Entertainment,
on YouTube, Patreon,
subscribe,
Toodaloo,
Doodles, wah, I can't. Bye! Can we have the opening of like CSI Miami where it's just the
dude? Yeah!
Bow, bow, bow. We won't get fooled again.
We can't do another singing intro.
Yeah, we've got so many.
Yeah, so many. We can't do it.
Yeah.
What's the revenge of revenge?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the revenge of revenge?
That's the avenge, actually. The revenge of a revenge is the avenge. Because you're avenging.
That's true.
That is true.
Avenge of the cringe.
So this is the event.
Avenge of the cringe.
Oh God, no.
Age of Ultron.
Get the fuck out of here.